Excited, really excited. It was fun just to watch the guys. You know your name's going to get called up there, but still, just when the moment happens, to see their immediate reaction to that and all the work that they've put in, and to be rewarded with having their name called was awesome. So just really excited for our fan base, for our students, for the city, the state. So it was just an exciting moment.
It wasn't that long ago when you were in this tournament with Chattanooga. What's the secret to making things, uncomfortable for the other team?
Yeah, well, we played in Pittsburgh also, so we gotta even the score out. So I'm 0-1 as a head coach in Pittsburgh in the NCAA tournament. So we gotta even the score out. But I think just going about business as usual. You're gonna be excited, but trying to just, as quickly as you can, get down to business and normalize what's happening out there, and it'll be crazy for the first couple minutes when guys get in the game, and then the sooner they can get into it, the better. But I'm headed over to the office here now. We'll start to gather some information on Oregon and start watching film and putting a game plan together. We'll get together with the guys tomorrow and have a practice, and then get ready to get to it.
A group that doesn't have a ton of experience in this NCAA tournament, but you've got a plethora of your own. How do you kind of coach this team to be able to kind of say, here's what you're going to expect, here's what you're going to walk into, this is what the lights are going to feel like?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to do that. I think we're getting further and further away from any one particular group having a lot of NCAA tournament experience. Collectively, they may have it individually. But just because there's so many moving parts on rosters these days. So, again, we'll just go about business as usual. It'll be for higher stakes. It'll be in the NCAA tournament. There's nothing we can do that'll change that fact. But in our minds, we'll try to prepare the same way that we have for every other game, and have a good game plan. The guys will know the things that are important in this particular game. For us to have success, and so as they bury themselves in that, hopefully the rest will take care of itself, and you won't be thinking about crowd. And we play in front of a bunch of good crowds here now, in the SEC anyway. But I think just they're ready to play. They're ready to play, so I don't think that'll be quite as much of a factor.
That at your introductory press conference, you said that you didn't believe it was a six-year project to be able to get this team back to the tournament for the first time in 7 years. What does it mean, not just for yourself, your coaching staff, the players in this program, what does it say about South Carolina to be able to get back to this point so quickly?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it says we got the right people. I think that's what it says more than anything. It doesn't say that the plays I run are the best plays on planet Earth. But it says we have the right people around this program, and that's everything from our coaches and our staff to our players, certainly most importantly to our players, to our administration, to everybody that has poured into making this happen as quickly as it has. But, we have a good way about us. Our culture is exactly where we want it to be. We're ahead of schedule, probably. I didn't think it was a six-year process to get to the NCAA tournament. I also said one day, I aspire that our fans will be just so, it'll be so ho-hum for us to get to the NCAA tournament that they'll only judge us by how many times we advance in the tournament. And we're still working on that, but this certainly in year two is the first step in that.
How much do you know about Oregon, or are you going to this blind against the Ducks?
I saw them play last night, and that's about it. Not surprisingly, I haven't been, since I just found out a couple minutes ago, I haven't been brushing up on my Oregon basketball all season. But I know they have a former Gamecock on their team, and he played really well in their championship game. And I know that if you win that Pac-12 tournament, you're a good team. So at this point, every team that's in the NCAA tournament is either really good or they're playing really well, or both. And so you have to be ready to play, and you have to expect to play well if you're going to advance in that tournament.
Given your experience as an assistant and obviously as a head coach in this type of one and done philosophy, go or go home, what's the secret sauce to getting a team to play as well as they can in spite of everything that's
happening? Yeah, I think you got to try to relax. You know, that's easier said than done, particularly when you got some guys that are playing in this tournament for the first time. I think you got to try to relax. I think it helps you if your bread is buttered on the defensive side of things. I think because you can try really hard and have more impact on the defensive end. You can try really hard on offense, and that doesn't make the ball go in the hole anymore necessarily. So I think that's one way you can settle down and relax a little bit, is to dive into having some defensive successes early and then kind of let your offensive game come to you. I think you have to be relaxed. I think you have to play relaxed. You have to be confident in your game plan. I think that's a big part of being relaxed. And then, you know, the more you do that, the better chances, I think, to play well.
Talon and Miles are dealing with some injuries at the SEC tournament. Do you have an update on them?
Not really. I think they're both feeling significantly better than what they were. I had a full day yesterday of getting some treatment. So tomorrow will be the first day that we're back in the gym. And so just trying to see what that looks like with both of those guys, how close they are to being able to go full go. It'll be, you know, we'll be relatively light tomorrow in terms of overall volume at practice anyway, before we crank it up on Tuesday. But, you know, we'll just have to kind of see what tomorrow looks like.
How much does it help not having to hop time zones and hopefully having a few more South Carolina fans able to make the trip up to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think it's a significant benefit. Now, I've also played out in Phoenix and done some really good things before. So, but in an ideal world, I think Pittsburgh is more preferable than Spokane. I think that's a long ways to go and try to get your body clock acclimated and all that kind of stuff to play a basketball game. Plus, you know, you could play at a weird time, and just a lot of things to it when you're going out there that far away. So I think there's some benefit to it. Obviously, it's not the end all be all, but you'll take any little advantage that you can get. And then for the fans especially, I think it's great that it'll be, you know, if they want, they can jump in the car and drive up there, you know. So that'll be good. I'm from Ohio originally, so it's a little bit of a logistical nightmare for me, just because the sheer volume of ticket requests that I'll have for this game because it is in Pittsburgh. But that's a good problem to have, and it's all in love and support. And so we're just excited to be able to go out and show what we can do. But all said and done, with a lot of the places that were out there, I like the fact that it's in Pittsburgh.
What do you take away from the two games in the SEC tournament in getting ready for this week and getting ready for this tournament?
I mean, it's a survive in advance, you know, scenario. So it's a little precursor to what we're about to go into. But at the end of the day, it's its own thing. It's a game. We got one game, and you got to play. It doesn't matter that it's the tournament. It doesn't matter what time zone it's in. You have one basketball game that you have to spend as much time as you can preparing, and schematically, and then also just trying to get yourself to play comfortable and to play well.
Can you remember the last time you referenced the preseason media poll to your team and you still dust it off occasionally, or do you think this team is beyond that now?
I can't remember the last time that we did it, but there were some other things. I mean, there have been plenty of them, you know, even down to some guys in this league. I was listening to one of the games going into the SEC conference tournament, and someone and one of the broadcasters asked another, or the analyst asked another, well, out of the non-top four teams, who do you think has a realistic chance to win it, you know? And someone said Texas A&M, right? Like, we finished tied for the second best record in the league, and no, we didn't win it, but we're not the sexy pick. We've never been a sexy pick. There'll continue to be plenty of things to motivate this group and to play with a chip on their shoulder. But I haven't had to reference that in a while. It's been a long time since I've done that. They're on their own thing at this point.